Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is John Burbeck, CEO and chairman for CTI Group Incorporated. The company trades on the bulletin board, and their ticker symbol is CTIG. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Oh, thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of CTI Group.
Okay, well, CTI Group is a company steeped in history in as much as we designed and patented the first PC-based billing analysis tools. Initially, of all places, it came out of a water company, and clearly water bills don't need that much analysis. However, it was quickly applied to the telecoms market and became a market-leading product. So we've been around for quite some time. Head office is in Indianapolis, which is pretty much where the software development started. But over the history of the company, we've gone through a number of mergers and acquisitions as we've added more parts to the group. More recently, we acquired almost a mirror image of our U.S. company in the U.K., who provide all the billing analytics tools to the majority of the mobile marketplace in Europe. So on the e-billing analytics side, we're very strong. That acquisition allowed us, in fact, to then develop some new applications and products out of Indianapolis here in the hosted and voice over IP management space. Our view back in, I guess, 2006 was that the hosted space was going to take off. It was just a matter of timing. And most of the host switch manufacturers, voice over IP switch manufacturers, were missing a number of tools that we knew were going to be very important, particularly on the analytics and recording side of the business. So we developed and, again, patented that technology, launched those products in 2007. And we've really done very well in that market since that date. So it's interesting. Our focus area really is all about recording information, storing that information, and then providing realistic analytical reports out to our customer base, or their customer base in the case of when our carriers are the main customers. And those are really, you know, business intelligence reports to allow them to do everything from, in the case of pure telecoms management, saving money, analyzing costs, all the way through to, on the financial services side of the business, the potential to detect and even in some cases predict potential fraudulent activity.
Well, certainly. And so in terms of that, talk about the recent FSA's call recording regulations and you know, how that's going to affect the financial industry.
Well, the FSA, and in fact its equivalent in Europe, I think have long recognized that the financial services industry requires regulation, if for no other reason than to set a playing field for the people who use it. And from that perspective, call recording on fixed line calls, I know the kind of thing if you call into your broker, etc., has been around for some time. And it's mandatory in many markets, trading markets, and certainly mandatory throughout the whole of Europe. There's been a growing requirement to move that into the mobile call market because many people actually use mobile phones all the time for their calls. Particularly in some of the smaller hedge fund operations. Therefore, it was felt important that they're able to provide that facility on their mobile devices as well. And there's been some, I think, resistance and reluctance just because of the requirement to add another piece of technology into the space. And it hasn't necessarily been easy to do so. But changes in technology to put all voice traffic into voice over IP type applications and transmit, even your mobile phone traffic, by and large, will go over at some point the voice over IP backbone somewhere in the network, mean that it's very straightforward now to provide the same kind of call recording, secure call recording applications for the financial services industry on mobiles as it was on leased and fixed line traffic. And I think what we're going to see, and it will either happen in Europe or USA first, I don't think it really matters because they tend to work in tandem. There will be some regulation to mandate that initially, at least on the trading floor, that has to happen. And then ultimately, I know in the European Forum, they're talking about moving it out to even to insurance companies and brokers, where anybody who takes on board a financial services transaction that uses telephony traffic, mobile or fixed line, has to record those calls.
Certainly. And so what do you say makes CTI Group unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
We've got a number of uniques, and I think that's it's because of our approach to the market. On the billing analytics side, we're essentially providing the tools to the carriers to support their customers. And when we're talking about fixed line traffic, the majority of the customers are large multinational companies. And we supply those analytics tools to just about every major carrier. Where it becomes interesting is when those multinational corporations are truly multinational and they want to be able to control both locally and centrally their telecom spend, analyze it, and get the best tariffs across the world. And those corporations are absolutely huge. So the telcos who are able to provide that facility are the guys who are winning that big business. And that's why our approach with the multinational accounts facilities that we have means that, you know, for example, a large logistics house, I won't name right now, can actually analyze and cost out their telco costs right down to the last peso in Mexico and the last cent in the USA and the last penny in the UK. And then that can all be converted back to the relevant currency for the central office to use as well. And that level of distributed control and management, but with the overall centralized control so that you can see trends and you can understand cost changes and you can negotiate new tariffs with the carriers, is, I think, a very big change in the market. And the carriers will get that right and provide that kind of facility for mobile as well as for fixed line, I think are going to be the winners ultimately going forward and will acquire large chunks of business. Anybody who travels, and I travel quite a bit clearly with our offices in Europe, will know the cost of calls between one nation and another, especially if you do something like you take an iPhone or something like that or any of these smartphones across to another country and your data costs go through the roof. And I think that kind of cost control, cost management, and elimination of unnecessary usage, I think, will come into play. And a lot of that is to do with the fact that the majority of organizations, big companies, often provide either the phones or even the whole cost of the bill on their mobile devices to those people who are out of the office, their executives, their sales guys, their engineers. The usage of those phones has now gone beyond the day-to-day use of a mobile device as a phone. It now doubles as your GPS when you're trying to find a way around a city. It's your email device. It's your voicemail device. It's your call recording device. And quite often, it's your device to listen to music or play games when you sat at an airport for 3 hours stuck in the snow. These are all situations that are coming up. And that's why the cost of mobile devices and the control of those mobile devices is moving way, way ahead of a lot of the capabilities in the industry to monitor and control them. So hence we have products available either directly from the carriers or directly to the enterprise in the form of Proteus mobile systems that was announced this week that allow you to control, account, manage, report, even to a certain degree, go back and renegotiate your tariffs based on the information you're getting in. So they're very, very important tools to support many of the larger organizations today.
Certainly, and you seem to be cutting out a little bit. I think there may be something with the headset, but Perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, John, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, my background, I've been in the communications industry since pretty much since Margaret Thatcher in the UK decided to privatize what was the old post office. And I decided that was a great opportunity to move into that industry. So I've moved through everything from conventional telephony and then had many years in data communications, working with a number of major companies, both UK and the USA. And then I was involved, in fact, I was found a member of two startup companies, a company called Scorpion Logic, and we created one of the, in fact, it was the first on-demand router for the internet in the early 90s, and that became part of Bay Networks and ultimately part of Nortel. And then I was a founder member of a company called Network Alchemy, and we created the first integrated VoIP and an IP stackable switch for unified communications, and that product is still sold now by Avaya as the IP office several generations down, and obviously that company became part of Avaya through an acquisition. And I worked for Avaya for a while before I joined CTI as a non-executive director, and then I was invited to become chairman and ultimately CEO and chairman of the company. So my background's pretty much all in communications. The rest of my team, very varied. I have a very good CTO here in the United States, Sid Rao, whose background is in various companies, including Microsoft. I've got, in the UK, I've got two very strong people managing the UK operations, David Latham, who's worked for a number of the major consultancies, and he's been in software development for many years in communications. And Andy Wilson, again, VP Sales and Marketing, he has been worked for such companies as British Telecom and Cisco in his past. Over here, I've got VP Sales Marketing Susan Terry, who came to us from slightly outside the industry, more in the integrated printing and data distribution industry. So from that perspective, she's got a different view on the marketplace, and that's been quite refreshing. And Bill Miller, VP Business Development, he's been in billing probably for as long as I've been in communications, so he knows pretty much everything there is to know about that part of the market, the analytics part of the market. So I've got a good, strong team from that perspective. My CFO, Fred Hanushuk, is probably the best CFO I've ever worked with. He's first class in terms of his capability to manage the finances of a public company. And thinks laterally outside of the box, which I think you need to do in these days of the markets, particularly when, as we are as a company, over 60% of our revenues actually come from outside of the USA. So we have to deal with currency situations in our reporting at all times. Now, there are, you know, there's the good and the bad of that. If the dollar's strong, interestingly, it's not necessarily good for us because a lot of our revenue comes from outside of the USA in terms of reporting. But of course, the good side is it means that we're into all the growth market areas that perhaps weren't hit by the recession. Such, you know, we've moved strongly into South America this year. We're already into the Far East, and we're looking to move further into Asia Pac next year, as well as into the Middle East. And our European base is very strong. So I think overall, we're quite well positioned into most of the key growth marketplaces for 2011-2012.
Certainly, and so yeah, what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the next year?
Well, I think we've had a very good 2010 in many ways because we've positioned ourselves strongly. So, for example, our VoIP, voice over IP hosted products in terms of call recording, which is, you know, technically unique in the marketplace, has made us dominant in that market. And we've now deployed, certainly by December, we'll have deployed in 19 telcos in America, and we're deploying widely in the European and Far Eastern area as well. Now, that gives us a great strength because as when you're deploying billing analytics, when you're deploying a hosted software as a service application into a carrier, in this way, the growth is post-deployment. So once you're deploying, it's the growth on seats as they sell the additional facilities on the back of the functionality they have. And I think that's a huge strength, because when you've, you know, when you've installed 15 new systems, then you're looking to see 15 times that growth in the following years. So one of our areas will certainly be to grow those seats in our the carriers that we have won. Clearly, we're looking to win every major carrier that deploys into the voice over IP and the unified communications market as possible. And since we have a unique product market in that market space, then it is our intention to try and dominate that totally. That will give us growth. Likewise, on the again on the e-billing and business analytics part of the business, as we deploy into multiple new carriers, and again we've done that this year, the growth is post that year in terms of seats and people using the facilities more. And the payback for the customers are huge. You know, the return on the investment for a financial services company deploying Proteus Trader into their systems is usually under 6 months. We have one of our clients, just one client of a telco, claims to save $1 million every year using the analytic tools that we provide. That's a huge saving to a company. It's not the kind of thing that you can ignore. So I think,
certainly,
you know, the products have a strong ROI, and I think in the current market, where people are looking very carefully at what they buy and why they should buy it, that ROI is a very compelling story.
Great. And so when it comes to investors in the financial community, John, do you believe that the CTI Group story, your message, and the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Probably not. And that's something I think that we as a group need to work on more. And it's certainly something we started to work on recently. And part of that is that when I initially came in, I had to generate some new product development and generate some new markets, get ourselves into some new growth markets. We're essentially a legacy industry. And we've successfully done that over the last 3 years. We've generated some new products, some new technology. We've got ourselves into three significant growth market sectors, all linked by the same levels and types of technology. And that really makes it important. And we've become the experts and unique in a couple of significant areas that are seeing growth. And we'll continue to grow. There is no doubt that smartphones and iPads are going to grow. They use mobile. That mobile traffic needs to be paid for and will need to be accounted for, because otherwise the mobile telcos themselves won't be able to continue to provide the facilities. So there's no doubt the more complicated that traffic, that usage patterns, even into mobile banking, where your telephone bill becomes actually your credit card bill in many cases for small transactions, it's going to be pretty important to provide that granular level of information, not only to the business user now, but actually all the way down to the consumer. That's going to give us a hugely strong position in that marketplace. On the hosted application side, the reality is, my view is that the small switches will eventually all migrate towards hosted facilities the same way as mini computers migrated towards PCs on the internet. And therefore, by providing the same kind of facilities, reporting, recording, workflow optimization facilities at a hosted level as opposed to on an individual switch level, with the same kind of facilities on the very large switches from our partners such as Cisco and Avaya, we're in a position where we're providing the best of all worlds to the customer and the carriers in that marketplace. So I think our message has to get through now that we've moved from being a, you know, what was a legacy software billing company into a fast moving business intelligence company, and that's the change that has to be portrayed. And you're absolutely right, that information needs to get out to the financial community.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is John Burbeck, CEO and Chairman for CTI Group Incorporated, which trades on the bulletin board with ticker symbol is CTIG. And before we conclude, John, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Our business model is not just about winning business. First of all, our business model is not just about winning business today. It's a long-term revenue growth pattern. So we've got a what I would call a relatively safe revenue, in as much as our continued revenue is based on the continued usage of our applications, which are provided to via carriers to their end users by and large. That means we have a level playing field in terms of revenue, and as we add more facilities, we're always adding more revenue to it. That's a nice piece. It means when we're going out to earn our breakfast every morning, we know we've already got food in the cupboard. We don't have to necessarily scrabble around for it. In terms of our innovation, we're able to innovate and move more quickly into new markets than perhaps some of our competitors, probably because we're just quicker on our feet, and because we're willing to identify new markets with our bigger customers and develop products for those markets that are more generic for the whole marketplace. That gives us an edge. It means we can come out with new technology onto the market, bring it to market very quickly, and deploy it through a very large and very broad existing customer base of carriers and blue chip customers across the world. I did two meetings last week with some financial people, and they were absolutely amazed at the blue chip customer list that we have, not just in the United States, but across the whole world. And our blue chip carrier and partner list is very, very strong. And that, I think, it puts us in a strong position to build on that business.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, John, and update our investors on CTI Group.
Thank you very much, Juan. It was a pleasure.